And next, about 730,000 young people aged between 18 and 29 are eligible to register to vote. That's according to the National Youth Council of Ireland. But will these young people be motivated to go to the polls in the upcoming local and European elections? And if they do, what will influence how they vote? Our reporter Mark O'Driscoll has been finding out.
I just don't know what to vote for if I was to register. That would be the biggest issue at the minute.
21-year-old Damon Delaney from Stradbally in County Laois is in the final year of his electrical apprenticeship. Although he is eligible to vote in June, Eamon says as things stand, he won't be registering.
You see the people out canvassing and stuff and see it on social media, but I don't have a real interest in it and I've never actually been pushed to apply for voting.
So just how engaged are young people when it comes to the upcoming local and European elections? Dr. Kevin Cunningham is a lecturer in politics at TU Dublin.
A recent poll, Ireland Thinks did with the journal.ie, showed that people are actually slightly more interested in the local council elections rather than the European elections. That poll obviously had a focus on younger voters to try to understand how they were engaging with the process.
Aoife McNamara from County Clare is a final year commerce and French student and a former member of Macron Afirma. She is one of those who will be voting for the first time in June.
In my area, we need things like people who are going to improve the conditions of the roads, people who will improve public transport because we really have none, and for rural Ireland it's essential, and also people who will help to protect the farmers rather than just use them as a issue for climate change instead of protecting them, and people who will really help promote young people's issues and give us a voice and actually listen to what we have to say.
Aoife, is it kind of easier then to resonate with the local councillors and local issues as opposed to European issues and those who are running for MEP?
Definitely, because, I mean, local issues, that's what really affects our day-to-day lives. Whereas, obviously, the European issues, they are important, but they don't affect us as regularly. And they're not really as known to us, the people running for the European elections.
Vivian Gleeson is a second-year economics and Irish student at University College Cork. The 20-year-old first-time voter agrees that all politics is local.
It's really about community engagement for me. I think it's really important that over a 4 or 5 year period, you constantly see your local councillors engaged with the community, meeting local people, asking them what their issues are. In terms of my own constituency, we had a lot of issues last October relating to the flood that happened. So I will be looking out for candidates and councillors who are really engaging with the community in terms of what can be done to improve local developments and infrastructure, particularly in terms of flooding.
But what kind of influence will this cohort of first-time and young voters have on the results of the elections in June? Dr. Kevin Cunningham again.
We know that this 18 to 22-year-old group makes up around 8% of the adult population. And so generally speaking, you might say that their impact would be relatively speaking quite minimal. But what's interesting in this election is that because a relatively large number of them are living at home with their parents, we might expect their turnout to be a little bit larger than normal. This is partly because renters tend to be less likely to turn out, because renters tend to be moving around from one part of the country to another part and might not be living in the same place where they are registered.
My name's Lily. I'm a first year student here in DCU. I'm 19 years old and I'm studying early childhood education. I'm hoping to vote, but I need to look into it more.
Where will Lily go to get this information ahead of polling day?
I would say social media, to be honest, because of just how frequent my age group would be on it. Also, you know, your usual posters and things like that, but mainly social media, I would say, would be the best for spreading information to my age group.
Dr. Kevin Cunningham says there will be a learning curve for first-time voters over the coming weeks.
I think there's a significant learning process in which they understand more about the individual political parties, where they stand on various different issues, which parties are right-wing, which parties are left-wing, what does right and left-wing even mean, which party is the party that seems to be the most enthusiastic about, say, housing, or seems to be the most enthusiastic about various other issues that they might be concerned with. Where they get that specific information, I think you're talking about a mix between social media, the main broadcasters still would dominate the newspapers. You know, you're still talking about the same sort of range of media sources, to be honest with you.
But as electrical apprentice Eamon Delaney points out, there are other ways than just social media for candidates to engage with his age group.
If I was to try meet a politician or something, it would have to be during the evening or the weekend, which no one really wants to do that because they can't get time off work. They could maybe do more in schools, maybe even come down to your local GAA club when people are starting to turn 16, 17. I just would not know who to vote for, what their beliefs are and what they're going to try and do.
Apprentice Eamon Delaney ending that report by Mark O'Driscoll.